Let's bring power to food and flour. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
And dance we will later at the Green Tech Party. Are you coming?
Maybe.
You don't know yet. Yeah, I think it's always wonderful that during an event like Green Tech, there's always a lot of companies that organize networking events and stuff like that. So it's not only business, it's also some pleasure in seeing relationships. You're listening to HortiBiz News Radio. We're live here at the Green Tech in the Rai in Amsterdam. Hall Tree, booth number 205. Every day, the whole day, we have guests here in our pop-up radio studio from HortiBiz News Radio. And right now, yeah, it's a guest that I already have spoken to before. His name is Hugo Plezier Svensson. Nice to have you over here in our booth.
Thank you. It's good for me to be here. To share some issues,
yeah, because yeah. I understood that there's a couple of topics that we kind of have to talk about. But before we do that, maybe you would like to give a short introduction in yourself and especially in Svensson.
Thank you. Now, to start with myself, my name is Hugo Plezier. I work at Ludwig Svensson. Ludwig Svensson is a Swedish company, but we are very present in the Netherlands since 1981. And we are good in producing screens for climate optimization in greenhouses, but also screens to save energy. And now we do that since 1979, so it's not something we started yesterday.
No.
We have quite a lot of experience.
Yeah, that's more than 40 years already.
That's more than 40 years, yeah. That's right, yes.
Yeah. And it already back then, it already also started, like when did the energy saving part like started playing a role?
Well, it was a little bit around that time. That was one of the energy crises. We have experienced many energy crises. At that time, there was also a problem with energy because the prices raised all of a sudden to sky-high levels. So, growers discovered that with a screen you can reduce your energy bill a lot. So they applied it. Most of the growers used screens at that time.
Yeah.
But when the energy price went down, they all took it out again because they did not have the right technology and the right knowledge to use screens in the proper way. Now this is all solved.
So because then if the energy prices are lower, like what would be the reason to take the screens out?
Because some growers, they experienced difficulties by using the screens. They thought that the climate in the greenhouse was influenced in the bad way by using screens.
Okay.
That had a lot to do with the types of screens which were used at that time, but
yeah,
also the lack of knowledge on how to use screens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were fed up with the screens. They all took them out as soon as the prices went down.
Yeah. And then we had Svensson that at one point said, well, maybe you should do something different, or how did it go?
No, that's true. So we introduced better screens on the one hand, and we also introduced better knowledge.
Yeah.
It's not that we found out everything ourselves, but we worked together with knowledge institutes. So we found out the right recipe on how to use screens.
Yeah.
So that you can benefit from it.
Yeah.
It's not only that it saves energy, but you also can benefit from it from a climate point of view. You can improve the growing conditions in the greenhouse, and as a result, the plants grow better.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win. Lower energy, better climate. It can go together.
Yeah, of course. And now we're... Yeah. Well, more than 40 years later, and of course we're still dealing with fluctuating energy prices and energy crises and stuff like that.
True.
So what is happening right now?
Now, what you see right now is that many growers, you could say more or less all growers, they're facing again with very high energy prices. So what they are doing, they are not sitting back, they want to survive and to improve. So many growers, they install a second screen. Mm-hmm. It's really happening. They were used to use one screen, but due to the difficult situation and the difficult conditions, they invest in the future. And investing in the future, when it comes to energy, is investing in a second screen.
Okay, that's what so how beneficial is a second screen to compared to just one screen?
Let's say you can increase your energy saving with at least 30%.
Okay.
And at the same time...
With the combination. Yeah.
And at the same time, you can use the second screen together with the first one to further improve your climate. And there are climate benefits.
Yeah.
And with two screens, you add an extra instrument to optimize the growing conditions, light, temperature and humidity.
Yeah.
It's an extra instrument. It's always good to have something behind to improve further your climate.
So was it someone from Swenson that at one point said maybe we should put a second screen behind the first one, or was it a grower that said, hey, can we try this? How did it go? Do you know that?
Yeah, that's a good point. You see, it's never coming from one party.
No, of course.
Good developments never come from one party. We are not so powerful that we can create things.
No.
We always do this together with the growers, for
yeah.
sure. We do it together with Wageningen University, with the Improvement Center. But we also do this together with our clients, the installers, the greenhouse builders. All together, it's like a melting pot. Things come together and there is something coming out.
Yeah.
It's never only Svensson who is coming up with a bright idea and we conquer the market right away.
No, no.
It's always good working together.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the game.
Yeah, but right now Svensson is the party that can help to actually install
it
and make it possible.
True, and another development which is visible is that growers change from Santi
mm-hmm.
to LED.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different lighting system.
Yeah.
And the consequence of this this shift is that they lack energy. Because Santi brings in a lot of energy.
Yeah.
LED brings in less energy. So many times they lack energy. Now, how can you solve that?
Tell me.
With a second screen.
Uh-huh.
And it's not just a concept, but it's practice. It's
yeah.
practiced a lot at the moment.
So the second screen can also change in this help support in the transition from Santé to LED.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do a lot of growers already know this? Are they aware of this?
Yeah. It's in fact this really came from the grower.
Yeah.
This need came from the growers to us, and together with the growers we found the best solution, and it's really practiced. There are so many growers doing this, and it's to their benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so are you I can imagine that you could also benefit from working together with LED companies that are installing and then...
Yeah, that's true. We look also for this this kind of collaboration. We meet with them. Of course, they are very happy that growers choose for LED.
Yeah.
But if they're at the same time is arising a problem,
yeah.
this is of course not
exactly.
good for their sales.
Yeah.
So if we can take away that problem for them, but of course, most of all for the grower,
yeah.
it's good. It's
exactly.
a very nice... collaboration.
Indeed,
yeah.
indeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what more is Svensson focusing on right now?
What we are focusing on is all the time introducing new products, but we also introduced this exhibition, a new service, and it is an energy monitor.
An energy monitor.
Yeah, it is an online tool. It works through Let's Grow. And with this monitor, you can instantly monitor your energy usage. And what we also show in this monitor is what you are losing energy saving wise when you use the screen in a less optimum way.
Okay.
The screen is an instrument, but you should use the instrument in the proper way.
So how can they distinguish the energy savings or lack of energy savings that are coming from the screens?
Now let's say, for instance, if you use a screen, but you use it too short, you open it too quick,
yeah.
of course this costs energy.
Yeah.
There might be a reasoning why you do so.
Yeah.
But this energy monitor is showing to the grower, it gives insight
yeah.
in what you lose potentially in terms of energy saving.
Yeah.
So, and then it's up to the grower what he does with this information.
Yes.
It's always up to the grower, but as long as he doesn't know what he's losing.
Exactly.
And we help creating insight in what he potentially is losing.
Okay.
And then he might decide to use the screen in a different way.
Yeah.
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 It always starts with insight. if you don't have knowledge,
it's true, yeah,
you are blind.
And so especially now with all the companies like Let's Grow that are coming up with like these super intelligent climate systems and stuff like that, it's very beneficial, yeah.
So in that respect, we sell products, yes, screens, the more the better, but we also sell tools to optimize the application of the screen.
Yeah.
We have many specialists in our midst with knowledge about plant growing. We have specialists knowledge about climate issues in greenhouses. So in that sense, we try to assist growers not only with good screens, that's the basis, the screens should be good, but also with good knowledge.
Okay. And so, of course, right now, the green tech, I think, for a company like Svensson, mostly a place to reconnect with other companies and other clients and stuff like that. But after green tech, what's going to happen for Svensson? Are there interesting stuff coming on?
Always. There is always nice stuff coming on. We are looking forward to the restart of new build greenhouses.
Okay.
What do I mean? New build greenhouses, it's always happening.
Yeah.
But it goes with flows.
Yeah,
the flow is a little bit down at the moment. But we expect it will pick up. And it's always a challenge for companies like Svensson to play our role in this.
Yeah.
There are new greenhouse designs coming up. And we see it as our task to play our role in including the screens in the right way in all the new greenhouse designs which are coming up. Semi-closed greenhouses, closed greenhouses. It's never stopping.
Yeah.
Developments are all the time initiated. And we are so happy to be one of the players in this kind of new initiative.
It is interesting because at one point you would think like a party like Svensson, like it's already so developed that you like you wonder if there's like room for even more improvement or development, but then of course at the same time like the market's always changing and there's always new situations and stuff like that. Okay, Hugo Plaisier, Svensson, thank you so much that you were paying us a visit here at the Hortibus News Radio, the live green tech booth. I'm always happy to talk to you. And I want to thank you for sharing your knowledge and for paying us a visit.
With great pleasure. I liked it. And let's see that we make a success out of this exhibition.
I hope so,
looking
too. By
forward.
The way, what's the booth number of Svensson? If people want to have a chat or want to stop by, I think you guys are in hall 5.
Yes, we are in
200, 218, is
right.
it?
Right, very
is it?
Good.
218,
yes, very good.
Okay.
You know it better than I know it.
Maybe I have to be
right.
A little bit prepared always. Yeah, so hall 5, booth 218, if you want to stop by at Svensson and
please,
have a coffee,
you're very
maybe,
welcome.
Or a
very
talk.
Very nice coffee.
Whatever.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hugo, pleasure.
Bye-bye.
This is Hortibiz News Radio.